It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Well, there's a major water infrastructure improvement project going on this summer at Phoenix Lake. It's been in the development process for quite a while and taken years of different steps to get to this point. We're going to receive an update this weekend from a pair of engineers from the Tuolumne Utilities District. Pleased to be joined on the telephone by Eric Johnson and Gadiel DiMattei. So thank you both for coming on with us.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Eric Johnson, I'll start first with you. You know, for those not familiar, Phoenix Lake, roughly how big is it and how does it play into TUD's water supply delivery?
Well, in terms of size, for the district, it plays a very critical role, but its size is not great. It's really about 650 acre feet of storage that we can use. The reservoir serves the Sonora Water Treatment Plant, which is the district's largest treatment facility. It also serves some agricultural uses and other ditch uses downstream. That is really a small reservoir when you look around the state and look at other water utilities. However, Phoenix Lake itself serves many purposes in addition to just water supply to the district. It is a habitat. It has non-body contact recreation. It's used and enjoyed by the residents around the lake, and also is a source for fire protection when Cal Fire needs to dip with helicopters to unfortunately fight wildfire in the area. It has seen, you know, a number of other uses over the years and really wasn't converted into use for domestic until domestic water service, that is, until, you know, the 50s, 40s and 50s is really when it saw its transition. It is one of those reservoirs that has a colorful history. I believe, you know, people in the community are aware and have seen black and white photos of when there was a resort there at Phoenix Lake, and people used to come on the weekends to paddle around in canoes and to fish, and there was a campground. And those uses have subsided, but the value to the community of the lake is absolutely critical for water supply. I should also note that in the event, unfortunate event, of a wildfire in the South Fork Stanislaus Canyon, which would potentially wipe out the historic wooden flume system that delivers about 95% of the water used by TUD, the Phoenix Lake capacity would be used for emergency supply for Sonora, Jamestown, and areas up towards Mono Village, and would allow for a few months of storage while we were able to implement a bypass or a repair to the flume system. So it's a very important critical infrastructure, and Gadiel DiMattei here has been involved relatively recently, because the project's been around for a number of years, on the actual deployment of a construction project. I know people have heard about this project. They may have reached public fatigue about hearing progress and not really hearing progress, because we've been talking for years about what we would do out there in terms of dredging and making water quality improvements. But it isn't until just recently we're able to report to the public that construction is underway.
So a small but very important reservoir, both historically and currently, for Tuolumne County. I'll move over to Gadiel DiMattei and bring you into the conversation now. You know, when it comes to Phoenix Lake, what has kind of been happening over recent years that has led to the need to make some improvements out there?
Yeah, so, recent years, I guess that's relative. Back in 2004, a group of residents recognized the need and a deteriorating quality of the lake. Those group of residents got together and formed the Phoenix Lake Task Force. They formed back in 2004, and I'm really proud to be a part of a project that was started by a grassroots movement. It wasn't started by any agency. It was just a bunch of people who wanted to make their community and their water source a better thing and a better place. One of the key members of that task force was a man by the name of Leroy Burchard. I had the pleasure of meeting him actually just yesterday. He's still kicking, and he's really happy to see that we're under construction now after all of those years of work that he put in. So in 2010, the Phoenix Lake Task Force produced a report with recommendations, and then in 2012, TUD produced the Phoenix Lake Preservation and Restoration Plan, which is a guideline to implement many of the recommendations from the task force. Then in September of 2014, TUD was granted $5.3 million from the Department of Water Resources through their IRWIM group, which, correct me if I'm wrong, Eric, but that stands for Integrated Regional Water Management Authority. That's the IRWIM group. And that money, that 5.3, combined with a $1 million match from TUD, makes our $6.3 million budget to do the actual construction on the lake. So between 2004 and about now, TUD has been acquiring permits, designing, acquiring California Environmental Quality Act clearance to do the project, and that's been a lot of paperwork and a long road between 2014 and now. But now I'm very happy to announce, and we just kind of announced yesterday that the project officially started yesterday. We started pulling out trees and weeds, and we started excavating the sediment in the lake just yesterday. So that's sort of the more recent activities around the lake.
You know, when you look out, roughly how long do you anticipate this project to take?
Yeah, so we're planning on this project being totally wrapped up by the fall of 2021. We have authorized the contractor to work 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., 6 days a week to begin with, and they're going to be starting to work 7 days a week in the near future here. So with that aggressive schedule, we're hoping for an early finish date.
Seems like about a month ago, I think I drove by Phoenix Lake, and it looked like the water level was very low. Was that some of the planning efforts that were underway?
Absolutely. So when we lowered... The typical operation of Phoenix Lake is to raise the water during the summer, makes it beautiful, makes it so people can recreate on it, and then lower the water level during the winter. So last winter, we simply didn't raise the water level back up, and actually we drained it a little bit lower than we normally do in an effort to allow the drake to allow the lake to dry out as much as possible. So, yeah, the water levels are extremely low, especially for a summertime condition. And then in the near future here, the contractor is actually going to be pumping even more water out of some of the pools that are isolated in the lake. So the water level will drop. Most of the lake will be dry at one point or another during the construction because to take all that material out when it's dry is a lot cheaper than doing it when it's wet.
So when you're taking out material and making these improvements, where does the material eventually go to?
Yeah, that's a great question. A lot of the community has been asking that, too. So the plan is to take out an estimated 237,000 cubic yards out of Phoenix Lake and place it to the on land that's to the north of the lake. The land is owned by Indigenous Reserve, and it's owned by the Summers Family Estates. So we were really blessed, and we are really excited to be able to partner with Indigenous and with the Summers Family because... Frankly, the price of this project would have gone up exponentially if we had to haul all of this dirt to another location. And we don't have to go on any public roads with all of that, with all of those dirt loads. We can kind of drive up on the dirt roads that are already there and dump them on a relatively close spot. So we're really excited about that and really happy about that. And those plots of land are going to be raised somewhere between 15 and 20 feet when we're dumping that sediment there.
Talking about a big project just getting underway at Phoenix Lake this summer, we're joined by a pair of guest engineers with the Tuolumne Utilities District, Eric Johnson and Gadiel DeMattei. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll pick up on this conversation in just a minute.